Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, good afternoon, Beamer Universe, Beamerverse, I would say. That's my new terminology. We live in the Beamerverse. We're just going to live it up to our standards, sharing the Beamer and having the Beamer as our magic weapon, a peaceful weapon in which we're helping the world be more healthy and upbeat. And that said, I was just wondering, I'll just introduce myself. I'm Dr. Marlies Vonk, a holistic veterinarian and organizational manager, together with my better half, Fabio Botter, who is a body worker and a master of all trades. And we share the Beamer together. Today, I'm hosting Roundtable Wednesday, Beamer Roundtable Wednesday Block Talk. And I see more people jumping on, which is great, and be ready to press one and participate. And we can cover everything that we'd like. I'm sitting in for Mr. Amazing Greg Peterson, who usually does this Wednesday, and he has his well-deserved vacation skiing. So it will be exciting to hear next week how that went and how the Beamer helped him recover from every day, and maybe he had to help some other folks that have, you know, that when you ski, there's always things that can happen or little ailments that pop up, especially if you don't, if you're not super, super trained, which is the case in, with most of the skiers, as far as I know. I'm sure he's totally trained because if you look at him, he looks in shape. So anyway, Roundtable Wednesday, I was just, when I was hearing the intro of Block Talk, where it says, you know, for distributors, by distributors, et cetera, that little tune, how many times have we not, have I not heard that? Literally, folks, Block Talk has been present in my life since basically the first day I joined Beamer. And it's been super, super, super instrumental. And the little tune hasn't changed. That's the fun part of it. And I can't get enough of it either. So it's a great tune, and it says exactly what we need to say, what it needs to say. And this also has been the lifeline for our Beamer business. Block Talk has been present. We started Beamer about, I think, 7 years ago. Like, it was in January 2017. And, you know, I've always listened into it and hosted at different times. And now, you know, doing the Testimonial Tuesday, sometimes Roundtable Wednesday. I've participated in the Equine Thursday, of course, and still do. And then once upon a time on Monday, we had Motivation Monday. A lot of times that was with Casey. And then on Friday, we had Recognition Friday, which I also loved because at that time, we were, you know, we still have to kind of quote-unquote rank up quite a bit. We are now organizational managers, still obviously working on it to become an OD one day and getting our team in gear. But it's always inspiring to hear so many people ranking a senior and then group leader and then these interviews that they did. So, you know, I'm thinking we need to keep Block Talk alive. And I see there's a lot of people that are on today on the live call. I know the recordings are listened to. Please keep promoting this with your teams, with your, even with your customers, And obviously you can be courageous and invite prospects, for example, to Testimonial Tuesday, or if they want to join the business, you can invite them to any of these calls on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. The recordings are always findable, shareable on blogtalkradio.com/BEAMERIBDs. IBDS, meaning Beamer IBDs. By the way, did you all realize or notice that we are now able to call ourselves Beamer Partners? Yeah, so they changed the name of the Facebook groups from Beamer IBDs to Beamer Partners, and we're now able to call ourselves either independent, Beamer distributor, or Beamer partner. So that was a terminology used in Europe as well, and now that's trickling into North America, and it sounds very friendly, doesn't it? So I try to incorporate that now when I talk to prospects who are interested in sharing the Beamer as well and say, hey, would you like to be a Beamer partner just like us? And so today, I see a lot of people on, and what I want to encourage you is to, if you're on, that means you have some kind of stake in Beamer, like either you're using it and you're loving it, which obviously, hopefully, is for all of you, and perhaps you're also sharing it in a, you know, a more or less active way. So I would like to invite you to be courageous, and I know if you don't speak a lot, in like it sometimes gets your heart rate up, and that's what it did with me when I started. My heart rate was at like 220 when I pressed Block Talk the first few times in those first years, you know, with calling in and the big leaders were leading the call, and you know, look where I'm at now, you know, like now I'm presenting it. So press one and share with me one way you are sharing the Beamer. And I can start off, and then I'm going to cover another few topics as well. I want to cover something that I've learned from the masters in sales and sales psychology, George and Chris Ronas and Casey Conrad in the past few days. We had a couple of calls, and they explained how to share the Beamer Evo basic pack and in conjunction with the premium set and the live pack. So I want to go over that as well in my best, you know, ability, because I'm not a sales trainer. I feel more, fall more in the nurturing category, believe it or not. But first of all, I want to start off with promoting Wellness Wednesday, which is tonight on Wednesday, what is this, March 13th. Dr. Joshua Genius Burka is hosting Wellness Wednesday, and he typically has the same guest on Mondays, which was Medical Monday, as on Wednesday. And I can tell you that on Monday, it was absolutely a phenomenal, stellar, stratospheric episode. And he had a guest, and I'm going to see if I can find the name here, because I had made a screenshot of it, and I don't know if I thought I had it in front of me, but it's an naturopathic doctor, and I may not have it in front of me, folks. Actually, I do. His name is Dr. Jorge, George, or I would say Jorge Lopez. He's definitely from South America somewhere. I can't remember, so apologies for that. And he's a naturopathic doctor from Canada, and he's from Vancouver, British Columbia. So I'm pretty 99% sure that Dr. Burka will have the same guest. This is going to happen at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and so count your way back if you are in another time zone in North America. And they're going to be talking about Beamer and how to stay ahead of stress and stay in the flow, which is a huge big topic for Dr. Burka. And it was just truly amazing. Like, you think, like, how can Dr. Burka, you know, get better at it as he goes? He does. Every time it gets better. This one was phenomenal. Assuming that this is our guest for tonight, Dr. Burka and him are going to do an extraordinary job. So there's still time to invite your friends, family, prospects, whoever you come across, random people on the street, which is what we do sometimes. So get on that the link for the Wellness Wednesday may be texted out by Beamer, hopefully, because we have a text messaging system that you can subscribe for, which you can find in the distributor library. If you don't know how to sign up for that, there is a website and you can just sign up. You get these text messages from Beamer about important calls, or in the team up calendar, which you can find in the distributor library, the first item, or there is a team up calendar on your phone, and you can always have that and also share the invite. So that's Wellness Wednesday. So now, haven't seen anyone press one yet, but you know, want to know how you share the Beamer. So press one, because otherwise it will be a short call, folks, and then everyone can go about their day, including me. So I have a little bit more to ramble on, and I want to just share how Fabi and I, one of the ways that we share Beamer, our habitat is kind of shows and expos. And, of course, you know, being equine persons as well, we do that at horse shows, but we do that at any kind of show. And so this weekend, we were at an alpaca breed show, meaning all these people were bringing their alpacas from all over the place, and they were being judged on conformation and the quality of their fiber, which is what their fur is called. And alpaca clothing items like socks and heads and gloves are phenomenal. I actually have a pair of alpaca socks on because even outside it's sunny in Virginia, but, you know, like in the house it's nice to have that nice pair of socks. So I have those on, and I'm inseparable from my alpaca socks pretty much. I have multiple pairs, of course. So anyway, so it's a fairly slow show, but we've been doing it since 3 years. And we always had people purchase the Beamer, believe it or not. And these alpaca people are super nice. You know, they're kind of like a lot of them are semi-retired as well. They pick up a few alpacas, start doing this thing, keeps them off the street. And they're interested in health and wellness, and they come with ailments. So we were sharing that. They also, so we had, you know, people consistently trickling in, and we had a very simple booth with a couple banners, chairs, a little bit, a piece of carpet. You know, kind of nice and easy, but looking slick. You know, that's important, that it always looks professional. Have your Beamer gear on. So then there was also a silent auction where people donated these items, for example, socks and, you know, certain, you know, goat milk soaps and all that kind of thing. So there were nice items. We had, and that was to raise funds, extra funds for this organization that organizes these shows, etc. So we had donated a certificate for a free Beamer rental of the Evo. And so we put like the price amount on it. I think we had it for 3 weeks. And we put an amount on it. I think we put $350 because normally it's $500. Or so, but no, actually 3 weeks may just be $350 for us. So we put in our $350. Fabio, who is a graphics master, had made a nice certificate. And lo and behold, one of the gentlemen that tried the Beamer and also dragged his wife in to try it, who was initially extremely skeptic, he said his, I actually cannot share his testimonial, of course. What am I doing? I cannot share his testimonial. But he was pleased with his two sessions on Saturday and Sunday, and he bid on the item $100, and which was the minimum required, I think was $50 or $100. And he went away with our prize, and he's going to be getting the free Beamer rental. And that's going to be for 3 weeks in this case. Where he's from Northern Virginia, so we're going to ship that to him. And we're going to ship him an Evo set. And he's super excited with his wife. And, you know, if you'd ask me, I would give it a 90% of the chance that they will also be becoming the happy owner of a Beamer. So that's one way. We have done these silent auction certificates on quite a few occasions. The Chamber of Commerce has, you know, once a year has a gala, and they do silent auctions. A lot of little shows have it, especially also like nonprofit situations. So if you're wondering about another way of sharing, that silent auction certificate is a big hit, and we have gotten sales from it in the past, and you get new prospects who you can really engage with because they decided to bid on the item, so they want to go ahead with this, and they are interested now in learning about this device and using it at home. So we've also done it with the horse unit, but I honestly like it more for the human set for one reason or the other. So that said, already covered two things. I have a caller, and I'm going to go to that caller first to see what this 509 number has to bring in, and let me make sure that I can unmute you, which it doesn't go. Hold on a second. There we go. It's going now. So I'm going to call upon area code 509. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Melissa. It's Bettina.
Oh, Bettina. That's awesome. Yeah. How are you doing, Bettina? The goddess of Beamer we have on the phone.
Hey, don't exaggerate now. I'm well.
Well, I mean,
I just saw your note, and you were going to talk a little bit about the training that we just had with fabulous Casey and George about approaching the release of the new basic set. Yes. And
absolutely.
So I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought I'd chime in because I did exactly that. I positioned it. You know, like I forgot what they called it now, you know, and I gave all the three options. I had everything with me. I demoed a unit yesterday, and I had all three, I had everything with me, and I've said, okay, so like if you want to get the ultimate set, it's $64.80. And if you are looking at getting the premium set, this is what that is, and that's at that price. And we're coming out shortly with a very basic set. And immediately the lady went for the premium set, the existing premium set, without the beauty pack. But it really works. So it worked on the first try. And it was
wow.
Really, very rewarding. Yeah. I just wanted to tell everybody that.
So hold on for a sec. So I hope you can stay on the call for a few minutes. So I want to like kind of explain this a little bit better for the people that haven't been on the calls. There was an extraordinary training call with George Veronis and obviously also supported by Chris Veronis and then the amazing Casey Conrad. And they have put this training together on Monday that hopefully we'll get a recording of it. But, you know, I don't know. That's their call. And that was for all distributors. And they were explaining about how to use the fact that you're going to get the Beamer Evo Basic set starting on April 2nd, which is going to be available for at least 3 months. But if we do well with it, it may be available for longer. So they're going to try it out if the basic set is going to be a hit and if it's going to help us with the sales. So we basically, the way that they, and then we had a recap on the manager's call. You hosted the manager's call yesterday. And so we heard quite a bit about it. So I was spinning this in my brain as well, and I'm so glad that you already used it. So basically there will be three packages starting April 2nd. The basic set will only have is extremely basic. It's only going to have a Evo B box with a stand without a battery and the B body Evo, the gray mat. It's not going to have anything else except for a power cord and that kind of thing. But it's at, will be priced at $42.90, which is an extremely sharp price. Now, it's not having the B pad or anything like that. The set that we already know that we have is the Beamer Evo premium set, which has everything except for the light pack. It has the gray body mat. It has the B-bat, which is the white body mat. It's got the B-box. It's got the battery stand. It's got the amazing B-pad and the B-spot and then the power cord and all that. And then the Datman that is obviously on the market for $5,490, so about it's more than, it's almost like $1,200 more than the basic set. Then the way that Casey and George presented it, we can now offer an ultimate set by saying, okay, you've got the premium set plus the beauty pack, which is the red and infrared and the red and the blue and red light, which you can buy separately, but you can also combine it immediately with the premium set. And that package would be for $6,480. So you literally have three packages about $1,000 apart, and that is good, better, best. And they were explaining that there is something in sales that's called the psychology of three. Three good choices. And then people, if you present it the right way, which it sounds like you did, Bettina, they actually, they're not even going to ask them, like, asking, well, do I want this? Or you asking them, do you want this? And they can say no because it's like, oh, my eyes are so expensive. They actually starting to immediately think, which one would I like? And then the psychology of three is usually they pick the middle one, which would be the premium set, which, of course, they can always add the light pack later. But if they want to get started with Beamer and they're really strapped for money or they're concerned, they could start with the basic set, perhaps add on a D-pad. So that is the background of it, that you, in, when they ask the price, you can explain them that there are three tiers. And that is exactly what you did, Bettina, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And you start with the most expensive first. You want to always, like, start with the most expensive option first, so they can wrap their head around that. Then you go to the next one, and I really like the analogy of the menu. You know, when you look at the items on a menu of in a nice restaurant, and you all of a sudden start seeing items nowadays like around $60 or even $70, and then you look at the next item. So I said, oh, I can get maybe like some fish for a little bit less, and then all of a sudden the chicken starts looking really good at $30, right? And then just a vegetable dish maybe around $28. But so when you are positioning it from most expensive to least expensive, usually people will gravitate to the middle. And it really is true. It's the psychology of the sale, you know. And some people will say, okay, give me the ultimate deal. And some people will say, I will start with the basic. That's good enough for me right now, you know. And that's good. It's wonderful that we will have these options available. And I always combined it actually when I offered the Evo set, that to really get the full experience with everything that Beamer has to offer, this is it with the beauty pack. And I kind of did that before already, but now with the third part, I think it makes it even more powerful. Absolutely.
Yeah. And honestly, what I'm also thinking now is because, I have not been promoting the beauty pack as much, more as like an afterthought. Because, of course, I want to get people to get the Beamer to begin with, and then I'm not going to really worry about them getting the beauty pack because that then obviously adds on to the prize, another almost $1,000 if they buy it, you know, like as a non-distributor. And so I almost kind of skip over it. Now with this three-tier strategy, it actually gives me a much more valid opportunity and fruitful opportunity, in my opinion, to also promote that beauty pack and also kind of paint this perspective for the future that they may want to have that later, because this is also psychology. When you know that there is a better thing out there or like an add-on, you kind of start thinking, oh, I would like that too, because people typically want to have everything, right? So I love strategy. And also, I remember Casey saying that when she introduces it, or when people ask for the price, then she obviously, instead of dumping the price on them, she goes like, okay, well, there's three choices, and it depends, and I'm going to explain you the three choices, and, you know, what they entail, and then you can pick what fits your lifestyle best or what fits your situation best. So you explain to them what you're going to do, and then you go over the three sets, like you said, starting at the top pick, the ultimate set, And then having gone over all that, you say, well, what would fit your lifestyle best? What would fit you best? And when you ask those questions, people effectively in their brain, they start thinking about what would fit them best instead of saying, well, you know, for example, if Bettina would ask me now, I don't know, say that you had a coaching program and you said, okay, do you want to join my coaching program? It's $10,000. And I'm going to go like, no, I don't think I'm ready for that right now, like to pay out of pocket, you know. So, but if she maybe had given me choices and explained what they were, and she asked me that question, which of the choices would fit you best, I would effectively pick an option because that's what she's asking me, which would fit you best. And I didn't say I would buy or not, but my brain is already – so there's so many aspects of this that I think can be helpful. So, and the other thing, like in the kind of an epiphany what I had was that instead of like dumping the basic set on people as if we are afraid that, you know, $54.90, which is the premium set, is too expensive, and oh my gosh, now we have a cheaper option and we should dump that on them, we actually use the basic set as an option. So now we have these three options. So I think this is overall so brilliant, and I still think that there will be people ending up with the basic set, and maybe we can combine it with a B-PET. Right, Bettina, is that what you would recommend to people?
I would definitely say, you know, especially if somebody is interested in becoming a distributor, what I would suggest is, and they don't have all the funds, is that, okay, well, sign up with a basic set, and that allows them to become a distributor, and then they can buy additional items as they can afford it at that discount, the full amount, right? Like because you pay interest. And so it's a little bit similar here, but it's very doable. What I also like is that existing IBDTs can now get their own set at a much more affordable price. Because we do have a large population of IBDTs, and without a set and your own experience, it really makes it a lot harder to share Beamer successfully, right? And then for us who already have Beamers and would like just like a basic set, this is also a great option. And don't forget, this is all tax deductible, so we get these things as existing distributors at our discount. I am going to invest into a basic set because like you, I do, you know, fairs and events and so forth. It's nice just to have like an additional set right there available without having to spend all the top dollar for it, right? Like to offer or like as a rental, as a reduced rental, so like take it home for a couple of days, see how you like it. And, you know, that type of thing. So when you think about your own commission level you're at, you deduct it from your taxes, you come out at a price that's really affordable, maybe around like $1,500, right? And so to me, that's all worth it. George had another idea, you know, if you have an additional maybe essential set that you would like to sell, then you basically got your Evo for free. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, so even as a junior distributor, the basic set would be discounted at $729. So $729 off, which makes it into a total price of $3,560. And then, like you say, you may have an essential set that you could pass on to someone for a good price, and then the tax deductible aspect. So it's absolutely a deal. And like you, we are also going to invest in at least one basic set, if not more, to kind of build out our rental fleet a little bit. That, you know, because it's so powerful to have someone use, and a lot of times we give it for free to people as well, or through the certificates, what I just explained. But it's so powerful to have someone have it in the house and get a few more sessions than just, or like a week or a couple of weeks, more than just a single or a couple of sessions at an expo. Because they, certainly their curiosity will be piqued from one or a couple of sessions. but there's nothing like using it in the comfort of the home and having the whole family use it, Bettina. So, yeah, like I think it's absolutely
and
brilliant.
Marlies, I'm really, really, really excited also for the distributors that had been holding off a little bit, because I can really tell you the experience with the EvoSet is different. Even though the signal is the same, but the experience is different because we have so many more coils now in the bee body. 10 more coils than we have right now, right? So that makes a huge difference. And you can feel it. People, everybody that has started using the Evo tells me that they can feel it.
I absolutely agree with that. And the bee pad also has an extra coil. And it's just overall, you know, I love it. I find it very sexy, the Evo unit. You know, it's so good to look at. I honestly find myself using the Beamer, you know, I was already using it a lot, the human set, but now I'm actually using it more. So also we created a special room for it, and we have a room for it, so that's also a component there. But I just love using it, and obviously nothing wrong with the Pro set and Essential set, and, you know, we'll always continue to use that one as well. But for distributors, I totally agree. You need to get a hold of an Evo, and even if you can do the basic set, maybe get a bee pad with it, you're going to be on top of the world being able to share this, because that's what we're selling. And honestly, everyone is able to share Beamer. There's, you know, as long as you're excited and somewhat have good manners and have, you know, some good support ideally, and you tune in a little bit, everyone can share a Beamer, at least with their warm circles, and at least get their investment back. And, that's what we're doing. And I know you've been doing it for so many years, Bettina, and you're not getting any less excited either, do you?
No, and that's really the crazy thing about Beamer. It just never gets old. I was telling this to someone I did two demos yesterday, and I was telling the second person who was also interested in possibly joining the mission, and I told her, you know, honestly, like, this is something that really gets me excited still, and it's amazing after 17 years that I'm still so excited about it.
17 years, wow. That's why we call you the Grand Dame of Beamer. So I would love for you, if you're able, to stay on in case we need you for the other colors. There's a few colors that have pressed one. I want to make sure I get to those. And do you have a few minutes to stay on still?
Yeah.
To hang around?
Yeah, I'll stay on with you. No problem.
Perfect. So I'm going to call upon area code 419-419, and let me press that unmute button, and it's coming up right now. Erica 419, who am I speaking with?
Tim Reno from Helena, Ohio.
You said, say your first name again? Tim.
Tim Reno?
Yes.
Tim. Okay,
a little hard
Tim.
To hear, is it? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. No. It's just I'm hard hearing today. It's just me. So Tim, how's everything, and what do you got to share with us?
Well, everything is great.
Awesome.
I want to give a shout out to Bettina. Of course, you know, she's always on top of things. I love listening to her. She took time out of her day to call me and congratulate me when I became a group leader, and that meant a lot to me. I just get Beamer out there, you know, getting bodies on the Beamer. I do events at my local church whenever I can, and have my team invite people, and you know, we have Beamers set up and do a presentation and then answer questions and have some people give testimonies, and they always turn out really good. That's one thing that I do. You can stop me anytime. I do keep rambling on.
Marlies, can I ask him a question, Tim? Okay, if I ask you a question, on a scale of 1 to 10, like how on a scale of 1 to 10, like how excited are you about the Evo and also the release of the new set, the essential set?
Well, I'm really excited. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
And then now
so
we have an option for people that.
What is your rating? Give me a number.
Oh, rating.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to give it about a 9. Yeah, about a 9.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So that's pretty high. And what is holding you back of giving it a 10?
Well, it's got to be really good if I give something a 10. My wife's a 10. So.
Okay. So that tells me that you're really excited about her. Well,
exactly.
You know, the reason I'm asking is because if we ourselves are not excited about something, we cannot pass that on to other people. That's why. But a 9 is good. I was just teasing you a little bit with the 10. But
right.
Yeah. So if,
yep,
if we are excited and our enthusiasm, and even if about something like this, that we have more options of really fulfilling the need of someone else, right? Because someone may only be able to get a basic set into their lives. But to me, it's super exciting. So, I rate these kinds of things always for me when I get excited all over again as a 10. So I just wanted to point that out. You know, we ourselves, it's not like a blah kind of moment. It's a really exciting kind of moment that we should grab and hold on to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Bettina, like for a guy, you know, a 9 out of 10 is super high because I know Fabio, and for him to be excited and express it, you know, that's, so for Tim, this is super high, and I love it that he gave it a 10. So all is good, but I love that gives me, also with my team, I'm going to ask them, are you excited about this? And otherwise, why would you share it if you were not excited, right? So, Tim, when did you become a group leader, by the way?
Let's see. I think it was 2 years ago in November.
Gotcha. Okay,
so
you've been...
A little over 2 years, and I am learning, you know, you got to really... And I do help my team a lot, but you know as well as I do, you can't make anybody do anything. And so I just... When somebody's excited, I'm all in helping them, and you know, I'll get to the next level sometime. But I'm
that
doing helping
awesome.
People. I was fortunate enough. I had a great end of the year last year and finished, and I won the trip to Mallorca, Spain, and I'm pretty excited about that. And it's all just because I have a mission of just changing healthcare, helping people change their life, and so I just do it whenever I can, and it's part time for me because I'm still working. So mm-hmm. I'm just very fortunate to have something that works 100% of the time. I don't have to worry about trying to sell something because these things will sell themselves. You just got to get it in their hands.
Absolutely. And that's, I love the way that you're talking about it. That's exactly my philosophy. And we'll be seeing you in Mallorca because Fabi and I are going there as well, Tim. So with
great.
That, I have a few people that raised their hands, Tim, but please stay on. And, you know, and we have a few more minutes left. I want to get to these two other callers to honor them.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna unmute area code 919. 919, you are live on Block Talk, who I have the honor with of speaking with.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan.
And
how are you doing today?
I have a question for you. I'm
for
wondering if Beamer, well, for Bettina, I guess. I'm wondering if it's possible for the company to produce a shipping case that's not just the cardboard boxes. So, for instance, if you're shipping out to a customer to try it or to rent it, what kind of packaging can you use other than the cardboard box? Because eventually that will break down a bit, I would imagine. And the other question is, when you fly or when you ship one out on the new Evil, for instance, do you separate the stand from the box, or do you keep them connected? How do you do that?
Okay, so the first question regarding if you were to ship something to someone else, like as a rental, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I just keep the outer boxes, the outer shipping boxes, and I put the components back into the nice-looking box. So now we have two cardboard boxes. And, you know, that's the way it ships, and it ships very safely. So I keep those for that purpose, that I'm able to do it. I don't throw them away, and because otherwise it is a little bit harder. You would still need to, you know, you can get bubble wrap, of course, and wrap each item multiple times individually and put it all together in a box. But I think because we have such great boxes and very – very representable boxes. That's how I ship them if I ship a Beamer out. And I also ask the recipient to please be mindful that they do not damage the outer box so they can ship it back to me in that same box. Does that answer your question?
Thinking in terms of like cases that have foam inserts and things that a lot of people use.
Yeah, I know. There are things. I know that they do make them nowadays also from more biodegradable material. I think the company also wants to be conscious about that, but it's also about cost, right? Hopefully, like something like this. And we, actually, to be honest, that was already suggested to them. So hopefully in the future that is maybe part of the production of nice packaging. And the other question, remind me again. Now I got stuck in my...
if you travel on the plane, okay,
do you keep the battery stand
connected?
No, I take it apart. I put that separately. I put, and actually I use my existing travel companions, like either the backpack or the former B-Sit bag, which is really, really nice because you can fit a whole bunch of stuff in there, and the stand really fits nicely separate into, and I tuck it into a corner, and it works really well.
Okay, thank you.
Marlies, how do you do that? Because you are traveling with it all the time, too.
I use the backpack, the Beamer backpack that we had, and now there's also a new backpack in the Beamer Gear Store. So there's always a Beamer backpack that you can get a hold of. You may still have. So I have one more caller. I want to quickly unmute, and that is area code 515. You're live on Block Talk. Area code 515. Are you there?
How are you today?
Who's
from Iowa. How are you today?
Okay, you got like about a minute. what do you have going on?
I don't have a lot to say. All I got to say is that I'm a senior distributor. I've been sharing Beamer now for 5 years, changing people's lives. And last night I got my Evo, so I'm excited about that. I was listening to you guys, and I was, matter of fact, just putting my my Evo bed on my bed as you guys were conversing there.
Well, congratulations. What was your name?
Steve G.
Steve, yeah.
Yep.
Steve, congratulations that you have your new Evo. And a quick tip, because I didn't do it in the beginning, and then I used those straps, and that makes to fix the bee bed to over
right.
the mattress, and that really, really is helpful. So as you're doing that, I hope that's how you approached it.
Yeah, I just followed the instructions.
Yeah,
awesome.
Perfect.
Awesome, Steve. But that, I got to close it. Thank you so much for calling in, all of you that called in and pressed one, and all of you that have been listening, and all of you on the recording. Bettina, thank you so, so, so much for helping me out during this call and adding your knowledge and wisdom. And, yeah, it was a pleasure. I think back at the time that you were hosting Block Talk, I think it was on Wednesday. So that was amazing.
Yeah, I did.
So
that's what I did, whatever Wednesday.
for many years, I remember that. And we were still Beamer babies. So anyway, thank you so much. I'm going to close this call so we can post the recording, and everyone have a great week. Tomorrow's Equine Thursday, and next week we're back at it again, starting on Testimonial Tuesday. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and see you in the Beamerverse. Bye, Bettina.
Thank you, Marlies. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.